Morning, when William L. Lawrence, the New York Times reporter selected by Groves to chronicle the event, approached him for comment, Oppenheimer reportedly described his emotions in pedestrian terms. The effect of the blast, he told Lawrence, was terrifying and not entirely undepressing. After pausing a moment, he added, "Lots of boys not grown up yet will owe their life to it." Oppenheimer later said that at the sight of the unearthly mushroom cloud soaring into the heavens above Point Zero, he recalled lines from the Gita. In a 1965 NBC television documentary, he remembered, "We knew the world would not be the same. A few people laughed. A few people cried. Most people were silent. I remembered the line from the Hindu scripture, the Bhagavad Gita. Vishnu is trying to persuade the prince that he should do his duty, and to impress him, takes on his multi-armed form and says, 'Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.' I suppose we all thought that, one way or another." One of Robert's friends, Abraham Pace, once suggested that the quote sounded like one of Oppie's priestly exaggerations. Whatever flashed through Oppenheimer's mind, it is certain that the men around him felt unvarnished euphoria. Lawrence described their mood in his dispatch. "The big boom came about 100 seconds after the great flash, the first cry of a newborn world. It brought the silent, motionless silhouettes to life, gave them a voice. A loud cry filled the air. The little groups that hitherto had stood rooted to the earth like desert plants broke into dance." The dancing lasted but a few seconds, and then the men began shaking hands, Lawrence reported, slapping each other on the back, laughing like happy children. Kistiakowski, who had been thrown to the ground by the blast, threw his arms around Oppie and gleefully demanded his $10. Oppie pulled out his empty wallet and told Kisti he'd have to wait. Later, back in Los Alamos, Oppie made a ceremony of presenting Kistiakowski with an autographed $10 bill. As Oppenheimer left the control center, he turned to shake hands with Ken Bainbridge, who looked him in the eye and muttered, "Now we're all sons of bitches." Back at base camp, Oppie shared a brandy with his brother and General Farrell. Then, according to one historian, he phoned Los Alamos and asked his secretary to pass a message to Kitty. "Tell her she can change the sheets."